Together the Dawn, by Live Oak with Moss, read by Chestnut Felly. Fandom, The Silmarillion. Miriel found sometimes that old habits, like certain spirits, died only with a struggle. And so it was that she found herself in the gardens that day, seeking a familiar spot, slipping lightly past familiar strands of wisteria and jasmine, bare feet gliding over the dew-wet grass to a smooth and well-worn bench, only to find it already occupied. A golden-haired figure sat there, weaving a garland, looking as though she had all the time in the world to wait for Miriel to find her there. Indis looked up and smiled, her whole face lighting up, and Miriel felt her heart catch as ever at the sight. "I thought I might meet you here," said Indis, and she set the garland beside her. "You know me well," said Miriel. "Perhaps too well." Indis disregarded this. "Have you heard," she asked instead, "of the new work the Valar have wrought?" "I have heard," said Miriel, seating herself beside Indis. She had, in fact, helped weave the very tapestries that told of its coming. It was a needed relief from flame and steel and all too familiar figures drenched in blood. She wondered what relief there was for Indis. There had been figures that would have been familiar to her as well among the bloody tapestries. Miriel's fingers had gone numb weaving the desolation of the Helcaraxe, picking out the blue and silver for the figure of Indis' eldest son. But just now, Indis had sloughed off grief and worry, for the moment at least, and had lifted her face to the skies, her eyes closing. Miriel could sense the excitement in every line of her body. "It is good to see you full of such joy," she said softly, and Indis opened her eyes. "There's been so little to be joyful about of late," she said, and stretched. Wordless, Miriel took her hand. They waited, eyes fixed on the eastern horizon. The garden was peaceful around them. It was such sharp familiarity to Miriel. The smell of the flowers, the forgiving coolness of the bench, the whisper of the wind in the trees, that the old longing came over her, weighing on her eyelids, pulling her body down. A gentle hand stroked over her hair. "Lie down," said Indis, and Miriel obeyed. She laid her head in Indis' lap and closed her eyes, feeling the weariness leave her body as Indis hummed lightly and ran a hand along her bare arm. "Just don't." And gentle lips pressed against her temple. "Even think about slipping away from me." There was a smile in Indis' voice, but Miriel opened her eyes and gazed up into the other woman's face. "I'm not going anywhere, heart's dearest," she said, reaching up to touch Indis' cheek. "I've made my choice." And Indis kissed her again, on the lips this time, and they sat in the gardens of Lorien and awaited the first rising of the sun. The end.